50 Things You Can Do Today to Manage Insomnia by Wendy Green. Author's note. For most of my life, I've taken sleep for granted. Apart from the occasional sleepless night, usually when sleeping in unfamiliar surroundings, I was a sound sleeper. But a couple of years ago, as my life became increasingly busy, I began to suffer from sleepless nights more often. No doubt going through the menopause and having night sweats played a part, but I suddenly found that going to bed and sleeping right through until morning became a rarity rather than the norm. I now know from experience that there's nothing more frustrating than going to bed and lying awake, tossing and turning for hours on end, unable to switch off. Then, even if you finally manage to fall asleep, there are times when you find yourself awake again in the early hours, plagued by thoughts and worries that refuse to go away. Whilst doing the research for this book, I realised that I experience most of my sleep problems when I haven't allowed myself to wind down at night. Often, it's because I've worked on the computer during the evening and my mind has gone into overdrive. I've also realised that sometimes I wasn't taking time during the day to think through any issues or worries, so they would resurface during the early hours, demanding my attention, when all I wanted to do was sleep. Nowadays, I try to relax for at least 2 hours before I go to bed. If I have any concerns, I try to sort them out in my head before I turn in. On the nights when I still have trouble switching off, I find a sprinkling of lavender oil on my pillow really helps me to relax. In the course of writing this book, I've learned that most sleep problems are due to some aspect of daily life being out of balance, for example, through overwork, lack of exercise or...